Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed flat today, well, down just 7 points, to 7,606 points. In short, the energy, healthcare and materials sectors underperformed and the utility sector did best. Among the large caps, BHP and Woodside both closed down more than 1%, while James Hardie, which is heavily leveraged to the US economy, fell nearly 3%. QBE, Suncorp and Cochlear were the best of the large caps. You can probably throw in Wesfarmers and Goodman Group as well. Qantas was another strong performer, up nearly 2%. Shares in Evolution Mining climbed 8% to a two-year high after reporting a 15% increase in gold output in March and affirming this year's guidance. Evolution also said it had found a new gold resource at its Queensland copper gold mine site. And Gina Rinehart's Hancock Prospecting has lifted its stake in Lynas, the world's biggest non-Chinese producer of rare earths, to 5.82%. The move fueled speculation that Australia's richest person may emerge as the kingmaker in any potential tie-up between Lynas and New York-listed MP Materials. Now, it was disclosed a couple of weeks ago that Ms. Rinehart is a significant shareholder in MP Materials. Looks like she's going to play a role in that potential merger. Lynas' share price jumped 6% today. Story number two, US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has quashed hopes of rate cuts in the world's biggest economy anytime soon. That pushed Wall Street lower and the US dollar higher. As a result, the Australian dollar dipped below 64 US cents this morning. That's the first time this year. Mr. Powell said that recent data had not given the Fed confidence that inflation is fully under control, and it will take longer than expected to achieve that confidence. He added, if higher inflation does persist, we can maintain the current level of rates for as long as needed. It's an about turn from just a couple of weeks ago and comes after a run of strong economic data in the US. It certainly sent bond yields higher this morning. The Aussie dollar touched 63.88 US cents before it rebounded slightly to be trading above 64 US cents. It also put downward pressure on oil prices with Brent crude back under $90 a barrel. Gold continues to trade near record levels. Story number three, it was an extraordinary day at the Star Entertainment Inquiry. Easy to say that. It's always an unusual day at that inquiry. Hearings were put on hold after documents related to a former senior executive emerged, documents which Adam Bell SC said should have arrived 2 weeks ago. The hearing was adjourned after Star solicitors sent to the inquiry a number of documents relating to former CFO, former Chief Financial Officer, Christina Katsibouba. On Tuesday, Ms. Katsibouba alleged that former CEO Robbie Cook hid the company's true debt position and the opinion of the government-appointed supervisor from executives. She also claimed she was asked to alter the books to make the company's finances appear healthier. Now, suddenly, she said that, and then these documents arrived. Mr. Bell said the arrival of documents, some of which related to her, after her testimony, needed an explanation, and he says those documents should have been produced in answer to summons. Story number four, there hasn't been much good news for Bank of Queensland recently, but today its share price jumped 5%. Notwithstanding, it announced a 33% drop in cash earnings. Income was lower, profit margins fell, expenses increased, and the half-year dividend was lower, but the result was better than expected, certainly by professional investors. Boss Patrick Allaway said Bank of Queensland had to consider additional ways to improve shareholder returns, and he called the playing field for regional lenders unfair. That's because the cost of capital for the big four banks is lower than it is for the regionals, harder to compete. Mr. Allaway hinted at putting less resources into home lending and more into niche sectors such as asset financing. And finally, story number five, US Ambassador Caroline Kennedy has warned Australia's high-quality battery mineral sector is under assault from state-owned Chinese companies in Indonesia. Speaking in Perth, Ms. Kennedy said Chinese companies were destroying vulnerable communities under the guise of economic development. She went on to say that Australian commodities are not only the basis for our economies, but also future national security and the health of our planet depends on them. The Australian nickel sector has been hit hard by depressed prices as Chinese-backed miners throughout Indonesia have flooded the market. That's it for the afternoon report for Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning, as always, with the Thursday edition of Fear and Greed Business News. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.